Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Talking with Heroes talk show program. I am Bob Calvert. I am the founder of Talking with Heroes, which is, by the way, on the internet, www.talkingwithheroes.com. And if you want to find out about our 9-year history, including 5 trips to Iraq and 3 to Afghanistan over 6 years, just make that talkingwithheroes.com/ABOUT, about. And by the way, we also have, for those of you listening for the first time, we have an online news site where I add stories pretty much daily for, by, and about our troops, veterans, families, support groups, anything to do with them. It's www.thankyouforyourservice.us. And as I said, we've been on the air 9 years. In the beginning, it was audio programs like we've been doing now for the last couple of years. And then from 2006 to 2011, I made 5 trips to Iraq and 3 to Afghanistan, basically documenting with the troops the stories that most people in America, unfortunately, still haven't heard much about. And that's the positive things, the progress, the reconstruction projects, the working with the local people. And I did a lot of going out on missions with them, going into the villages, the communities. And we have hundreds of videos on our YouTube page. And amazingly, this is no money for advertising, by the way. We've gone well over, I think it's 265,000 now, who have watched one or more of these videos. And the last 6 months, it's growing. It's amazing to watch, to go to that counter on there. And hopefully later this year, we'll be adding some more videos. Not going overseas, unfortunately, due to surgeries. I won't be doing that again, but doing some video programs in different parts of the country. Hopefully, I'll know late March or early April whether I'll be able to do that or not, but I'm looking forward to it. But for the past 6 months, I agreed with Andy LaPointe to a strategic partnership with an alliance of military support groups. I can remember over the years so many times mentioning to support groups different parts of the country, you know, it would be great to work together once in a while. We could probably do a lot of things together. And, well, what did it take? It took a whole bunch of veterans and military families. The website is www.r4alliance.org. When they called me, Bert Gillette called me about 6 months ago, they had 19 members. As of the end of 2014, there were 44 members. And when we first talked, I agreed to dedicate each of our Thursday night programs to help create a program for each of the members and the strategic partners. And so far, this program is number 30. This has been so exciting to hear all these wonderful stories. And again, it's all about veterans, military families, and civilians who have come together. And this is just spreading across the country. And if you've missed any of the previous programs that we have done with R4 Alliance members, go back to our website, the news site, thankyouforyourservice.us, and just go to the article on the left side and the cover story that says talkingwithheroes.com features new programs with members of r4alliance.org. Just really quick summing up the alliance, R4 Alliance is a membership of programs of excellence providing therapeutic and community-based recreational services to our military families. We are focused and committed to achieving the highest quality services through collaborative efforts in research, education, standards of excellence, economic viability, and continuum of care across our service community. We believe that these services are essential to the holistic rehabilitation and reintegration of our military families. And if you've listened to any of these programs, you're hearing it every single week, tens and tens of thousands of men and women who have served and are serving have been helped. And interesting is in many of these organizations, men and women who have been helped are now helping with these organizations. In a few cases, they've actually started one themselves. And tonight, we're going to be talking to another veteran. He's a 21-year Army Operation Iraqi Freedom veteran. He retired in 2011, and he is now director of an organization called No Barriers Warriors. It's www.nobarriersusa.org. org. This is a program whose mission is to unleash the potential of the human spirit. So I want to welcome to the program and thank you for your service, John Toth.
Hey, well, it's great to be here. I really appreciate the opportunity to speak for a little bit. We really do appreciate being a member of the R4 Alliance and all that organization does to bring organizations together and help veterans. It's such a unique organization because there's not a whole lot of collaboration out there, and to see a great organization doing that, and then for you to give us the opportunity to get our message out, we really do appreciate that, Bob.
Well, I'm excited. Listen, every week, John, I get more and more excited when I hear your stories and the stories of all the different organizations. And really, we're just getting started. You know, we may be halfway now to interviewing all the members. And then there's also strategic partners like RallyPoint.com. They have over 500,000 members. Basically, what I see happening, and you can hear it week and week and week, is veterans, military families, and civilians joining together, collaborating. That's what it's all about. So, hey, before we get started, I want to ask you to start out, tell a little bit about yourself. But I found out early today that today is your birthday.
Yep, today actually is. It's my 47th birthday. I'm pretty happy with that. I made it. This morning I put out a challenge. I asked all my friends on Facebook. I said, I want to get to 4,000 likes for No Barriers Warriors today. And we've added about 125 likes to our group. We've had 125 people actually go out and check the site. So if there's anybody out there listening that wants to learn more about No Barriers Warriors, go to our Facebook page and see if you can push us over the top on 4,000 today. But I grew up in southwestern Pennsylvania, small town, rural Pennsylvania. I was kind of not sure what I was going to do with my life. I went off to college, and I had a brother. When I went off to college, my brother went off to the Army, and I was really inspired by him and the things that he did as a sniper, an airborne ranger, and all the things that he did to kind of follow him in his footsteps. And he recently retired as a Special Forces Sergeant Major, and I kind of did my own thing. And I had a great 21-year career in the Army. I was an airborne infantry ranger. I did all that stuff, and I served with units like the 82nd, the 101st Airborne Division, places like Panama, Korea, Egypt, ultimately Iraq. It was just an incredible career, and the thing that made it so incredible were the people that we met, and that's one of the things that drives me now is serving those veterans that I served with before. But I ultimately ended up at the University of Colorado running their Army ROTC program, and when I retired, my wife and I decided to settle here in Colorado and raise our boys.
Wow, that's interesting. Yeah, you mentioned that earlier. I guess you're up in Boulder now, and I'm here in Colorado Springs. We're just about neighbors almost, right?
Except for a little bit. Oh, yeah, I get down. You can't live in Colorado, be a veteran, and not make it down to Colorado Springs once in a while.
There you go, with all the military bases here, for sure. So, you know, again, I've been hearing this week after week. Here you are. You served our country 21 years, and now you're continuing to serve, helping your fellow veterans. So what brought you to No Barriers?
Well, you know, I retired from the Army in 2011, and I was lucky enough about 6 months. I was unemployed for about 6 months after I retired from the Army, but I ended up with a nonprofit in Denver that helped veterans find jobs. It's called Veterans Green Jobs. And again, it was a great opportunity, and I felt like it was a place where I could really make a difference. Unfortunately, that opportunity ended when the program ran out of funding, and I went into a period where I was unemployed for about 15 months. And, you know, I realized I could recognize the challenges, and I started to see the stress after about 10 or 12 months on myself, and the struggles that, you know, veterans potentially go through when they don't have a job, when they're trying to make that transition, when they're trying to fit in somewhere. And I was lucky enough, I kind of had it easy because I was still in the Army at the University of Colorado, and I was in that Army organization there at the university, but I was really immersed in the community. So the transition for me, I think, was a bit easier. And about 12 months into it, the unemployment, I kind of looked at it and said, hey, I need to step back and try to figure out what I really want to do and where I should be going. Because I'd been working really focused on project and program management in the corporate sector is potentially where I wanted to be. And after I did some serious soul searching, I realized that the two things that kept coming up for me were serving veterans and doing something in the outdoors. And I was a guest speaker at a local Army Reserve unit for their formal, and I talked about service. Well, it just so happens that someone in the crowd was connected to No Barriers, and they heard me speak, and that event there prompted them to send the job application to a friend of mine who sent it to me. And I applied for it. It was the perfect culmination of the passions that I wanted to get involved in and where I thought I could make a difference.
Wow, it's almost like you were where you were supposed to be, right? So you get to find out about No Barriers Warriors. Tell us a little bit more about No Barriers Warriors.
Okay, so No Barriers Warriors is part of a broader organization, No Barriers USA, which provides transformative experiences for more than just veterans. They do veterans, they do youth, they do a transformative experience called the Summit. But you mentioned it earlier, the mission of No Barriers is to unleash the potential of the human spirit. And we do that by providing expeditions, retreats, and events, and the tools that empower people to embrace the No Barriers mindset, which is kind of a thought process that I'm stronger than that thing that's in front of me that's trying to hold me back. And our programs at No Barriers help people discover that potential that they have within them to overcome those barriers and really, really make a difference. Now, No Barriers Warriors empowers veterans and transitioning service members with disabilities, as well as survivors of the fallen, to overcome those barriers and unleash their potentials. Our experiences, you know, we try to serve as an opportunity for growth and then to be a catalyst for change as they transition into the life after the military, and they stretch their boundaries and they look at adversity and say, okay, I'm going to get ahead of it, and they step up to lead and then potentially serve others. The program itself is each program, each type of experience that we have really has three basic components, and it's pretty simple: the before, the during, and the after. And the before is that thorough preparation that we do to make sure that when someone comes to our organization and they go through one of our experiences, they're ready for change. And so they're hand-selected to make sure that we've got the right people and the right dynamic, and then we introduce them to that mindset of being able to overcome obstacles, and we prepare them for the experience. It's really getting their mind ready for a lot of them that are going to participate in our capstone program. There's some physical and mental as well as emotional preparation that needs to happen before they show up so that they can make that transformation. And then that's the real meat of it, is the transformative experience that we have. And we want an experience that's going to change the way they think about themselves, their barriers, and their service. And from those, you know, from the capstone journey that we do down to regional experiences, you know, we want them to reach deep inside to rediscover what they can do and how they can then move on to contribute their absolute best to the world. And then when we're done, you know, we want to focus on the after, which is that meaningful reintegration. We want to connect them with our support network. You know, recognizing that, you know, sometimes the path ahead appears to be a lot tougher than the road behind them, and make sure that, you know, that they have that support network that's around them, and then kind of give them a push or a little bit of momentum so that when they go on, they have that ability to achieve the No Barriers life and then start making a difference in terms of leadership and experience and service for other people. And like I said, so we do programs from weekends to seven-day experiences, week-long excursions, up to our capstone program, which is 2 weeks long. And that's taken our veterans, our warriors, to peaks around the world, from Peru to Nepal to Ecuador. Last year it was Mount Whitney, the highest peak in the lower 48 states. And then there's a variety of challenges, from mountaineering to rafting to even dog sledding. So
that's
again,
amazing.
all those are to give people the, you know, the tools that they need, again, to focus on the no barriers life. And so that's kind of a pretty big, pretty broad general overview of the program.
Okay. What is it, maybe, what is it particular, maybe, about No Barriers Warriors that excites you?
You know, the thing that I was looking for, both when I worked for Veterans Green Jobs, and I think even when I was in the Army, was the ability, someplace I could go to where I could make a difference and make an impact in someone's life. You know, that one guy in the crowd at that formal changed my life by forwarding an email, because I did not hear about this opportunity from anybody else. If he hadn't done that one thing, you know, I might still be unemployed somewhere. So, you know, we want to have an impact, and it's not just one veteran or two veterans. We want to have impact on all the veterans that come through our program, the hundreds that come through our program, and then make sure that they're equipped to go out and amplify that impact, an impact on other people's lives. I'll tell you a quick story about one of our veterans. She's a veteran, and unfortunately, she was a victim of a sexual assault while she was in the service. And that event really hampered her ability to trust other people. Well, she went on an expedition, one of our expeditions, and she was moving up the side of a mountain with another person behind her, and she slipped and fell and started to slide down the mountain. And this person stopped her fall, and he held out his hand to help her up. And in that moment, she had to make a decision whether she was going to trust or not. And she did, and it changed her life dramatically. And,
wow.
You know, night and day. But, you know, the funny thing about it was the veteran that held out her hand kind of had a similar issue in that he didn't think that people would trust him. Given his experiences and the struggles, he felt that, you know, he wasn't good enough. And when she took his hand, she changed his life. And between the two of them, I mean, it was such an impact. And they've gone on to do some great things for the program. But that's the kind of impact that we want to have, and that's the kind of change that we want to make in people's lives when they come through the program.
That is extremely powerful. Wow. Well, as you see it, John, as a veteran and what you're doing now, what are the main challenges our veterans are coming back to? What are they facing?
Well, you know, I think it's you're obviously going from one chapter in your life to another, and it's that transition that really is difficult. For me, it was easy. You know, in a sense, it was easy because I wasn't at Fort Carson, Colorado, down there in Colorado Springs, surrounded by the military. I was at the University of Colorado, so I was already immersed in the community. If you go from Fort Carson, where you have that built-in support network, and everybody kind of has similar values and they think like you do, and then all of a sudden you go from that into small-town USA where you're struggling to find those people, that transition can be difficult. For a lot of our veterans, you got to redefine that purpose. For 21 years, I was focused on, you know, supporting and defending the Constitution of the United States, and all of a sudden that mission no longer applied to me. So I had to redefine my purpose. I think for a lot of our veterans, it's overcoming those physical and mental obstacles that we carry with us from our service. You know, whether it's PTS or TBI or a physical injury, you know, you've got to learn how to overcome those and live your life with them. And then for me, you know, it's as simple as finding a job. You know, I think sometimes we forget about how important that is to your self-esteem, to your well-being, when you're used to being a contributing member of the family and you're the one that's helping things go along, and then all of a sudden that's taken away from you. It can be really tough. And so when you start to see those obstacles, you start to think, well, maybe I can't get past them. You know, maybe they're too overwhelming for them. And I kind of got to that point, you know, when I was unemployed for about 12 months, where I started to kind of lose hope. And we want to be the organization that shows somebody that, hey, it's not that big of an obstacle. You can overcome it. You can do it, and show them how and kind of ignite that spark.
So you already told a pretty very powerful story, but how does climbing a mountain with no barriers help with that?
Well, you know, one of our founders, Eric Weinmayer, you'd know Eric because he's the only blind person to ever climb Mount Everest. He's also the only blind person to kayak the Grand Canyon, the Colorado River through the Grand Canyon. And when he talks about quitters, campers, and climbers. And I think sometimes we get to a place where it's easier to just camp and settle to for where we are or even quit. And once you get to that spot, because there's obstacles in front of you and they look like they're really daunting, it's sometimes hard to get going again. And our experiences really focus on reigniting that passion and reigniting that fire to reach and begin climbing again. We want to teach veterans who have kind of gotten to the point where they're just camping to be climbers again. And the challenges we present them, help them meet head on, show them what they can do. And sometimes you just forget what you're capable of, and having that obstacle and being able to get to the top of the summit is one of them. You know, 12 months into unemployment, I felt like I was ready to camp. I was just ready to give up and say, okay, whatever happens, happens. Maybe this is as good as it gets. And it was that spark that somebody gave me to go, hey, here's another opportunity. So we want to provide that opportunity and really give people the chance to get going again.
Great. What's next for No Barriers Warriors? And it's a brand new year here in 2015.
Well, we've got 10 expeditions lined up for this year. We've got 6 expeditions that are smaller, 3 to 5 day expeditions. These are female veteran only. We have a survivors summit, which is for survivors of the fallen, and we have co-ed opportunities. And then we have 3 events that are week-long expeditions. One will be through the Grand Canyon, one will be here in Colorado, and one will be up in New England. And then just this past week, we launched our Capstone program, which is the Warriors to Summits 2015 expedition, which will be to Gannett Peak in Wyoming. And we're really excited, you know, about that program. We're supported and sponsored by Wells Fargo. We've got a great team of leaders that will lead that expedition. Jeff Evans is the expedition leader. He was actually one of Eric Weinmayer's guides when he summited Mount Everest. And so that expedition, with about 40 miles of trekking and then a technical climb to get up to the top of Mount Gannett, will really stretch the veterans that are selected to go ahead and do that one. So we're really excited. It's going to be a 9/11 summit. We did the summit last year on September 11th. We're going to do that again this year. It'll be a powerful moment. It's really a great opportunity for the veterans that are going to do that.
Wow. It's sounding like it would be a great event to be at for me and maybe one of my members of my team, and do some videoing for you. We'll just have to see how that works out. So you told us a little bit about the Capstone program. What is it more like? What is it going to be like this year?
So the Capstone program, we're in the application process right now. So you can go to warriorstosummits.org, and you can either apply there or you can nominate a veteran there as well. But that starts the process. On May 1st, we're going to announce the 14-person team that's actually going to go. We'll have our first training. We actually do 2 train-ups. One will be in Golden, Colorado, in the mountains surrounding Golden, Colorado, where we're actually going to go out and do some technical training to get them prepared for what they're going to have to do on the expedition. And then our second training will be in conjunction with our summit at Park City, Utah, in mid-July. And then about a week before the summit, the team will round up in Wyoming. We'll get them all together, and then they'll set off for the summit. Like I said, it's about a 40-mile hike to get back in there and then do the technical work to get to the top. And then once you get to the top, you come down and you got 40 miles to walk on out. So it'll really be an arduous expedition. And then when they get back, we're going to have a reunion event in October for them in North Carolina, where we bring them all back together again. Because one of the things we found that you find when you do these big peaks is that, you know, you hit the highest high when you're at the top, and then you come down and it can be a little low. So we're going to get them back together again to relive the high as a group.
I've noticed that many of the groups, members of R4 Alliance, are doing the same thing. The follow-up seems to be really helping a lot. So let's say I'm a veteran listening, whether live now or weeks or months down the road. How do I apply for one of your expeditions?
Well, it's pretty simple. All you need to do is go to our website, which is www.nobarrierswarriors.org, and click on our current programs, and that will list all of the programs that we have out there, and there's a tab that says apply here. Now, there's also a tab at the top that you can go to that says nominate a veteran or nomination. So you can do it two ways. If you're not a veteran and you know somebody that you think might benefit from one of our expeditions, you can nominate them as well. And then if they want to do the capstone program, they can apply at warriorstosummits.org. And again, it's the same thing. You can either nominate a veteran or you can apply yourself. And that's, a great way to get involved is if you see somebody that you think could really use that kind of transformation, is to nominate them. Because sometimes, in the military, we're taught to look out for other people, and we're not taught to ask for things.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes veterans can be hesitant to say, yeah, I'm going to try that. And sometimes it takes somebody else putting them in for, in the Army, you always had to put somebody else in for an award. And so sometimes it takes somebody to nominate them to get them to say, yeah, I would do that. So we really do encourage people to, if you know a veteran that could benefit from it, to go ahead and nominate them.
Okay, and the process or how people can get involved, would that be going to your website, like you said?
Yeah, I mean, there's, the nomination process is one way to get involved. You can volunteer with No Barriers if you're interested in really doing something. We're a nonprofit just like all the other members of the R4 network, and, if you want to help in that way, you can donate to the organization to help fund the work that we do. And then the other way, and, I'll talk about this in a minute, is, to take the pledge. And the pledge is just an opportunity for somebody to make a commitment, to make a change in their life that's going to help them live the No Barriers life. So for me, my pledge last year was to climb a 14er. So, I'm going to get that done. It's the one thing that I've been in Colorado for 8 years, and I have yet to do that. And so when you do that, you get put in that you join our community of individuals who will help you, and we try to inspire each other, and you try to move ahead through the pledge. So that's an easy way to get involved, and any of those things can really help with us.
Okay, so I've heard about other programs. What are the other programs? And one of them is what you just talked about, right? The No Barriers Pledge.
Yeah, well, we have the pledge, so, that's one of the big things that, that we try to inspire people with. No Barriers Youth is the other transformative expedition program that we have, where we provide transformative journeys for students and educators, primarily middle and high school students, to strive to make those programs as accessible as possible for people from diverse backgrounds and students with diverse abilities. And then we also have the No Barriers Summit, which is an event in Park City, Utah, this July, where we bring together scientists, inventors, academics, practitioners, and then the people that use their products in a four-day outdoor extravaganza that features workshops, conferences, experiential learning, all designed to challenge your concept of what is possible. The summit's an incredible experience that we're really excited about. It's a community, it's innovation, discovery, exploration, and it's also a family-friendly event. I'm going to take my family up there for 4 days so my kids can get to experience some of those opportunities to really show them some things. I got a 3-year-old and a 5-year-old, and they'll walk away changed from that two or 5 days that they're up there.
Great. Is there information on the website already, or can you get me some information?
Oh, yeah.
That?
If you go to NoBarriersUSA.org, you'll find, all the information on the Warriors program, on the youth program, as well as the summit.
Okay. I will definitely check that out. Okay, and now I mentioned this in the beginning. No Barriers USA is a member of the R4 Alliance organization. How is being a member helping with your mission?
Well, you know, the first thing is it's just access to the R4 Alliance network. When we push out our programs for 2015, you know, they send it out to the network of organizations that they have, and then the network of people that could potentially tap into and use us for our experiences to make a change. You know, for me personally, I've been with No Barriers for about 10 weeks now. And, you know, when I got here, we had a connection with R4 Alliance, and they reached out to me and said, hey, what can we do to help you? What can we do to help No Barriers better serve veterans? And they're really there for on the organization side to be a resource, to bring organizations together to collaborate and figure out, you know, what's the best way to do things, share those best practices, and help get people and organizations that want to serve veterans through the outdoors the ability to really make a difference. And, you know, I'm a firm believer there's two types of collaboration. There's superficial collaboration and there's serious collaboration. Superficial is when, you know, we're connected on Facebook and I like your Facebook page and it takes me 2 seconds to do that.
Exactly.
The serious collaboration is when you're willing to get together and collaborate in a way that takes some time, it takes some resources, where you share experience, you share knowledge to make somebody else better. And the R4 Alliance has the confidence and the expertise to share their knowledge with other organizations and make us all better. So we're really happy to be part of the R4 Alliance. It's a great opportunity for us, and we appreciate for all the things that they've done for us.
Wow. Well, you shared so much tonight. Amazing. Why don't you give your website addresses again, and then before we go off the air, if you could give a shout-out to our troops. As you know, we have troops serving all over right now. I mean, just amazing how many different places, and there's a lot of stuff happening around the world. It's pretty mad. So if you want to do that, give your website addresses again, and then give a shout-out to them.
Sure. So our organization is No Barriers USA, and we're at www.nobarriersusa.org. Our No Barriers Warriors program is just add in, go nobarrierswarriors.org. Our youth program is No Barriers Youth, and our summit program is nobarriersummit.org. And so you can go find those. If you want information specifically on the capstone program, that's warriors2summits.org, and that will get you to that webpage. We just launched that this week, brand new video that shows you what it's all about and what we do. We're really proud of that and what we're doing with that capstone program this year. And yeah, I just want to send a shout out to all those warriors that are serving at the pointy end of the spear around the world. I've been there. I know what it's like to be away from your families and friends, and we really do appreciate that sacrifice that you're making out there every day. And believe me, you're making a difference every day for what you're doing and the sacrifices that you're making, and we really do appreciate it.
Great. Thank you so much, John, for taking your time to be on the program tonight. I hope this helps you and your whole organization. Hopefully we get to meet you later this year sometime. That would be great. And also, I did want to ask you one more question. You mentioned Facebook. How do people find you on Facebook and also Twitter?
Just type in No Barriers Warriors or No Barriers USA, and they'll pop right up.
Okay.
And same thing on Twitter. Just look for us, No Barriers Warriors on Twitter.
Great. Well, thank you so much. Again, thank you for your service to our country, and thank you for continuing to serve. You're truly making a difference, the whole organization, and I really appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah, we appreciate it too, Rob. Thanks so much for the time tonight.
Absolutely. Well, folks, you've been hearing again another program, another member of the R4Alliance.org, NoBarriersUSA.org, No Barriers Warriors. We've been talking with 21-year Army veteran John Toth. He's a director, and I always ask this at the end of a program. You know, John talked about collaboration. We hear a lot about collaboration with all the different organizations that there are for Alliance membership. And I ask you all that listen, that you find out about these shows on the social networking sites or on web pages. If you could share what you're hearing, if you could share the programs with as many people as you can, word of mouth is powerful and it spreads so fast. And we appreciate if you would do that. And thank you for listening tonight. And to all of our men and women who are serving around the world, especially those of you in harm's way, be safe, stay alert. God bless you. God bless America.